And there's the banjo, friends. Mutual presents Plantation Jubilee.
Oh, won't you come on and have a good time? Come on and have a good time.
Hear the voices singing, hear the banjos ringing, down on the old plantation. Join the happy throng, sing a happy song,
and good evening. This is Charlie Lyon on the old plantation, inviting you to sit back and relax while you listen to Alan Massey and his banjo, the Robin Sisters, George Beatty, the Westerners, Tom, Dick, and Harry, the Plantation Choir, and the singing star of our show, Kurt Massey. All aboard, we're Alabama bound.
I'm Alabama bound. There'll be no heebie-jeebies hanging round. Just gave the meanest Mickey pan on earth all I was to put my tootsies in an upper berth. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground, and then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound. Just hear that choo-choo sound. I know that soon we're gonna cover ground, and then I'll holler so the world will know. Here I go, I'm Alabama bound.
Ah, that's the stuff, Kurt. That's fine, fine, fine. Say, Curtis, did everybody have a good time at the county fair today?
Oh, did we have a good time? I should say they did, Charlie. We won a lot of prizes, too, you know, but a very funny thing happened.
Well, tell me more, Marcy Masser.
Well, it seems that a certain three boys accidentally got caught in the hog judging pen.
And what happened?
They won three blue ribbons.
Now, I wonder who that could have been.
Tom and Harry.
Oh, yes, sir. Tom, Dick, and Harry. After that terrible mistake, what are you fellas going to sing?
Well, we're not too sure it was a mistake, Kurt. But we've been accused of singing nothing but corny songs on this show. So tonight we'd like to do one of the better things.
Well, go right ahead, fellas. Let's hear it.
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm going to leave on a midnight train. Go, my sins will take it away.
How's that?
Hello, Zeke. Hey, how's all the young ones?
Oh, middling, middling, middling. All except Bolivar.
Well, what in tarnation happened to Bolivar?
Well, a darn fool fell off the roof right into a barrel of turpentine.
Turpentine, eh?
Yep, yep, turpentine.
Well, that's too darn bad.
If I'd listen to what Mama said, if I'd listen to what Mama said, if I'd listen to what Mama said, I'd be sleeping in a feather bed, because all my sins are taken away.
Say, Zeke.
Yeah, Zip.
When Bolivar fell in that barrel of turpentine, did it hurt him?
I don't know, Zip. Ain't caught him yet.
Oh.
Come on, Mama, and go, my babe. Oh, come on, Mama, and go, my babe. Oh, come on, Mama, and go, my babe. Get me out of this buggy jail. It's all my sins are taken away.
Say, Zip.
Yep, Zeke. How much you want for that white horse?
Well, he's worth $100, but I'll sell him for $50. He's got an awful bad habit.
He's got a bad habit, eh?
Yep, likes to set on eggs.
Oh, likes to set on eggs, huh?
Yep, he sure does.
Well, here's your $50. I'll keep the critter tied up.
Okay, Zeke, thanks.
Here comes a man across the field. Here comes a man across the field. Here comes a man across the field, kicking up a dust like a thing on wheels, because all my sins are taken away.
Say,
Hey, Sam.
Unhand me, Zeke. Unhand me.
Hey, you know that horse you sold me for $50?
Yep.
The one you said like to sit on edge.
Well, what about him?
Well, I was driving the critter home. We started to cross the bridge over from Norton Creek.
From Norton Creek.
Yeah, the stern fool jumped right off of the bridge and set right down the middle of the creek.
Oh, forgot to tell you, Zeke. That darn fool likes to set on fish eggs.
Ooh!
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. Oh, hand me down my walking cane. I'm going to leave a midnight train. All my sins are taken away.
Say, Zeke.
Yes, Sam.
This stinks, don't it?
It sure
does.
Fine, Tom, Dick, and Harry. I can see now that it wasn't a mistake. Say, Charlie,
mm-hmm.
Are you ready to introduce Brother Allen's banjo?
Oh, I sure am, Curtis, and tonight I am proud to announce that Allen and his banjo have a sponsor.
A sponsor?
Yes, indeed. His banjo is now sponsored by the Little Gem Earmuff Company. Friends, when you sit back to listen to Alan Massey's banjo, put on a pair of Little Gem Earmuffs. His music sounds better that way, much better. And for those that already have a pair, now is the time to put them on, for here is The Sheik. Banjo, I couldn't hear a single note. And now, Curtis, if you will sing a ballad, I'll keep these earmuffs off.
I don't know. You better put them on, Charlie. Here's a tune that's come up real fast, and it's easy to see why. It's called A Room Full of Roses. If I sent a rose to you for every time you made me blue, you'd have a room full of roses. If I sent a rose of mine for every time I cried all night, you'd have a room full of roses. And if you took the petals and you tore them all apart, you'd be tearing at the roses just the way you tore my heart. If someday you're feeling blue and you could send some roses too, well, I don't want a room full of roses. I just want my arms full of you.
Ah, that was well, Chris. Wow. Now our Westerners come up with a song that they sang this afternoon at the county fair, Riding Down to Santa Fe.
Riding down to Santa Fe, just beyond the mountains and across the way. See that sun hang low in the west, o'er the land I'm loving the best. Here we go, my old fiddle, gotta see a preacher about a gal. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go, riding down to Santa Fe, hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
Come on, baby, let's go. Santa Fe. Going to see the boss and I'll collect my pay. Need $100 or more to get that ring she's been waiting for. Don't be slow, my old Pinot. She'll be there waiting at the door. So let's burn the trail and yonder we'll go. Riding down to Santa Fe, hey, riding down to Santa Fe.
That one man corn planter, your fiend and mine, half singer, half whip, George Beatty.
I let my heart fall into careless hands. Careless hands that broke my heart in two. Like worthless grains of sand. Careless hands don't care when dreams slip through.
I don't know what it was that first attracted me to Agatha. It may have been the cute little way in which she stooped over and picked up the cigar butt I tossed to her. The first time I called, it was love at first sight. I rushed into the room and fell on my face at her feet. Can you imagine anyone leaving banana skins on the parlor floor? She was the kind of a girl that the first time you see her, you want to take her in your arms and punch her right in the kisser. When Aggie was a child, a terrible thing happened to her. One day she was playing jacks, and the automobile slid off on her head. The other kids in the neighborhood used to tease her. They nicknamed her Meatball. When she was 3 days old, her father dropped her into the spaghetti. But to me, she looked like $1 million after the tax had been deducted. She would have been beautiful, except for a slight blemish between her ears. Her lips were made for park benches and back porches. They certainly weren't meant for lips. I used to love to see her smile. She had two teeth out in front from trying to drink out of a jug while playing badminton. She always looked like she just stepped out of a beauty parlor and fell on her face. One Saturday afternoon, I took her to the racetrack, and was I embarrassed. Some fella came up and stuck a lump of sugar in her mouth. One thing I will always say for Aggie, she was never extravagant. Instead of face powder, she used to use baking soda. And when she got overheated, her forehead would break out in little biscuits. She used to shampoo her hair with beer. And every morning, her scalp would wake up with a hangover. But you know, some girls grow up and spread cheer. But Aggie was different. She just grew up and spread. She bulged in places where girls aren't supposed to have places. But she was very particular about her apparel. She always bought clothes to bring out her figure. What she needed was something to hold it back. Her profile was okay, but from the back, she looked like she was planting tulip bulbs. Aggie wasn't exactly what you would call cafe society. The bunch she ran around with was more of a cafeteria clique. But her family was very aristocratic. Her Aunt Tessie put imported bath salts in the water when she drowned her husband. And her uncle belonged to the 400. He was one of the ciphers. We used to go swimming together, and I always called her my little mermaid. She resembled a mermaid, except that the wrong half looked like a fish. When she was eating, she always spoke with a southern drawl. She'd put a chicken dumpling in her mouth and then talk through the gravy. There's no denying the fact she was a real southern belle, but she was all wrung out. Her chimes were all right, but she had bats in her steeple. Finally, I proposed to her. I said, Aggie, I want you to marry me. She said, have you seen my father and mother? I said, yes, but I still want to marry you. But she repulsed me. The next Monday night, I proposed again. She repulsed me. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights, I proposed to her. Each time, she repulsed me. Finally, I said, Aggie, you're the most repulsive girl I've ever seen. Well, I never saw her again after that. It must have been something I said.
I let my heart fall into a careless hand. Careless hands that can hold on to love.
Ah, thanks a lot, George Beatty. We'll be looking for you next week. And now Kurt Massey, fiddle in hand, drags himself up to the mic for Dragging the Bow. Drug maestro, well drug.
Oh, Mr. Lion, Mr. Lion.
Well, the Robin sisters. Hey, did you kids go to the fair?
Oh, yes. We went with Tom, Dick, and Harry. And afterwards, they took us horseback riding.
Horseback riding?
Mm-hmm. And we never knew. We never knew.
You never knew what?
We never knew anything filled with hay could be so hard.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But now, gals, don't you sing?
Ever see a horse slide, a kitchen sink, a railroad tie? If you think these things could never be, just panegyrize. You say put this word with that word and that word with this word. It's so easy when you panegyrize with this word and that. Did you ever see a bankroll, a paper box, a goldfish bowl? Well, it doesn't take a lot of skill, just panegyrize. You will put this word with that word and that word with this word. It's so easy when you panegyrize with this word and that. You may think that we're pixelated and flying higher than a kite, but you find we've not exaggerated when you panegyrize just right. Did you ever see a prune whip, a tablespoon, a pillow slip? Now I know you're bound to have a doubt, so panegyrize. Find out you gotta take this word and put it with that word. Then you gotta take that word and put it with this word. It's so easy when you panegyrize with this word and that. Now you may find that I'm falsifying or needing medical advice, but the moment you start panegyrizing, then you won't have to look twice. Did you ever see a car hop, baseball park, lemon drop? When you see these things, well, man alive, you've learned to panegyrize.
Bloop, boop, 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 boop
Oh, fine, Robin. Sister, that was fine. Hey, Kurt.
Yeah?
You know, I heard a tune the other day called I'll Keep the Love Light Burning. Did you ever hear it?
Now, Charlie, you know you just heard me rehearse it.
Well, doggone, I gotta say something before you sing. Go ahead.
I'll keep the love light burning in my heart so that you can find your way to me. For you, there's such a yearning in my heart. Darling, it will burn eternally. The flame will grow into a fire as bright as any star above. So let the glow of my desire light your way to my love. I'll keep the love light burning in my heart so that you can find your way to me.
Fine, Curtis. Just real good out loud singing.
Say,
just
earmuffs. Earmuffs.
Earmuffs? What do you want, Tom, Dick, and Harry?
Charlie, tell me this. We've often wondered, do you have any little peculiarities?
Peculiarities?
Yeah.
Well, none that I can think of right offhand.
No.
Of course, this show is kind of peculiar.
No, no. I don't mean that, Charlie. No, what I mean is this. What hand do you stir your coffee with?
Well, I'm a right hand, of course.
Well, you see, Charlie, that's your peculiarity. Most people use a spoon.
Oh, no, no.
Ah, yes.
Does anyone in the house have a revolver?
I started out into the world when I was young and green.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you of the things I've heard and the places I have seen.
Yes.
I rose from poverty to wealth, although I had no pull.
Oh, no.
And every word I say is true. I never shoot the...
Fly, birdie, fly, way up in the sky. I love to see you sail along, fly, birdie, fly.
Now, I went to town to see the boys, have a little talk.
Uh-huh.
And a pussycat was sitting in the middle of the walk. I kicked the cat across the street. He landed there kaplunk.
Ouch!
But to my grief, the cat turned out to be a common...
Fly, birdie, fly, way up in the sky. I love to see you sail along, fly, birdie, fly.
Now, a girl I met the other night said dancing was a treat. She told me Arthur Murray could improve my clumsy feet.
Yeah.
He worked on me for many days. I thought my back would break.
Yeah.
And finally, Arthur Murray said, go jump into the...
Fly, birdie, fly, way up in the sky. I love to see you sail along, fly, birdie, fly.
I called upon my girl and spent the evening in her flat.
Oh.
To keep her dog from running around, she put it in my hand.
Oh, my.
I rose to go, and then I said, here is your dog, Louise.
Yeah.
Just then I got an awful shock. My hat was full of
fly, birdie, fly, way up in the sky. I love to see you sail along, fly, birdie, fly.
I used to be a Mountie, and I always got my man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you of a strange disguise used by a cook named Dan.
Oh, yeah?
I tracked him to a nudist camp. Loud did he declare?
What?
Why, can't you see? I'm not a man. I'm just a little...
A fly, birdie, fly, way up in the sky. I love to see you sail along, fly, birdie, fly.
Now, I could sing here all night long. Each verse would be a laugh. But though my lungs are very strong, I'm not a phonograph.
Follow me, follow me.
And though you clamp and stamp and roar at all this awful corn, I know some people will be sore, but I don't give...
Fly, birdie, fly, way up in the sky. I love to see you sail along. Fly, birdie, fly.
And now, friends, one of the highlights of the fair this afternoon is when Kurt Massey and the Plantation Choir presented the kind of music that everyone likes. Here they are, the choir, and Kurt Massey sings just a weary...
for you.
Just a weary end for you. All the time a feeling blue. Wishing for you once and when you'll be coming.
Friends, that pulls the curtain down on Plantation Jubilee for tonight. In closing, I'd like to thank you for the whole gang, Alan Massey and his banjo, the Robin Sisters, George Beattie, the Westerners, Tom, Dick, and Harry, and the Plantation Choir. This is Kurt Massey saying good night.
We'll be looking for you next week for another get-together on Plantation Jubilee, originated and written by Gordon Vandover, produced and directed by Frank Crystal. This is Charlie Lyon. Tonight, this is the Mutual Broadcasting System. Oh,